Okay, we're beginning the Kachim Sugyas of Masechta Pesachim. So now we have, for the next 40 blad or so, the next month and 10 days, it's going to take us for the Inyanim of Kachim. So we're going to start now with Tamid Nishchat. We're discussing the Korban that you brought, the Korban of Bein HaArbayim, that the Tamid, or the Korban Tamid was brought. We brought one in the morning and one Bein HaArbayim. So now the Mishnah is going to discuss what time that would be brought. So why are we discussing the Korban Tamid over here? So this is this is Korban about Pesach. What does that have to do with Pesach? So we know that the general halacha, we're going to see this in the Gemara, is going to discuss this, is that the idea was that the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar was the first Korban of the day, and then after that you could bring all other Korbanos, meaning if a person had a Shlamim to bring, a person had a Chatas to bring, whatever he had to bring, he can only bring that after the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, after the morning Korban that was brought by the Tzibor, and then the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, the afternoon Tamid, that was the closing Korban as well. So that would end off the daily Korbanos, and nothing was allowed to be brought after that. However, there was an exception, Gemara's going to learn it out, is that the Korban Pesach was done specifically after the Korban Tamid, so therefore we have to know when was the Korban Tamid brought in order to know when the Korban Pesach was brought. And so therefore, we're discussing the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. So it says the Mishnah, Tamid Nishchat Bishmona Umechza, that the Korban Tamid, the afternoon Tamid, is brought on a normal Pesach. It's going to be brought at 8.5 hours into the day. So if you have a perfect, again, everything is usually halachic shazmano, so when the day is less than 12 hours, it's not going to be a 60-minute hour. However, let's just assume a perfect day to make things clear. So when you have a 6-to-6 day, so then you're going to be bringing the Korban Tamid at 2:30. You're going to be bringing 8.5 hours into the day, that's 2:30. Vikar betisha mechza, and then it's going to be brought at an hour later, it's going to be actually offered, burned on the Mizbeach, at 9.5 hours, which is going to be 3:30. Be'arve Psachim, on Erev Pesach, so Rav Yashas points out, why is it mentioning Arve Psachim? That it's going to be brought Nishchat B'Sheva Mechza, and it's in a second, but first let's say the Mishnah says, it says that on Erev Pesach, it's going to be brought, the Tamid is going to be brought at 7.5 hours, so that's going to be 1:30 on our perfect 6-to-6 day. Be'kar B'Shmona Mechza, and then it's going to be brought at, actually, physically burnt on the Mizbeach at 8.5 hours, which is going to be at 2:30. Now again, Rav Yashav asks, wait a second, why is it Arve Psachim? So he says that we never really see a specific Beferish Halacha that when is the Korban Tamid going to be on when they did Pesach Sheni, on the day of Yadalad on Iyar, which was the Zman of Pesach Sheni, when did they bring the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim? We don't have an explicit Raya from Gemara. So he says, this must be the Lashon of Arve Pesachim is B'dafgad, and they made a low plug between the two Pesachim, that therefore, even though it wasn't as many people, which is going to be seen, that's the reason that they were Makdim, the Korban of Ben Arbaim, but still, they made a low plug, and therefore everybody brought their Korban on Erev Pesach, on Pesach Sheni at that time as well. Whether it falls out on a weekday, whether it falls on a Shabbos, because the Korban Pesach has to be brought after the Tamid had to be made an hour earlier to allow all of the Korban Pesach to be done before Shkia. That's what Rashi points out over here. The Chal Erev Pesach Lios Be'Erev Shabbos. Now, what happens if Erev Pesach falls out on a Friday, which Agav, we've had that a few times in the last few years, that we've had Friday being Erev Pesach. So then, and then Pesach would be on Shabbos, a little Shabbos. I think we had maybe in the last year. Nishchat b'sheish mechza. The Tamid is going to be brought at 6.5 hours, the earliest possible time you could bring it. Bekar sheva mechza. That's when we brought at 12:30, and then at 1:30 they would be makrivit. Because at this point, you need even more time to take care of the actual tzli, the roasting of the Korban Pesach, and that, we're going to see, the Gemara is going to mention that was not Doche Shabbos, so therefore we have to be makdim as much as possible the Korban of Bein Arbaim, because you need to bring, you can only bring the Korban Pesach after you brought the Korban Shel Bein Arbaim, so therefore, you bring that afternoon Korban Tzibor, that that second Korban they're bringing in the afternoon, at the earliest possible time, which will be at 12:30. Pesach Acharav, and after that, again, and all these examples that we're mentioning here, the Korban Pesach, whenever it's going to be, is going to be brought after the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. Okay, so now the Gemara wants to know, how do we know that normally on a normal day that the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim rather, is going to be brought in 8.5 hours into the day, and then be brought up on the Tisha Mechza. So the Gemara says, how do we know this? Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi tells us that Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Es hakeves echad ta'aseh b'bukir, es hakeves hashini ta'aseh ben abayim. The pasuk says that you should bring one lamb in the morning, and the second lamb you're going to bring in the afternoon. So the lashon of bein arbaim literally means between the afternoons. What does that mean? What does it mean? If the pasuk could have said, Rashi points out, the pasuk could have just said, you bring the second korban tam in ba'erev, in the evening time. What is the lashon of bein arba'im? So that's the dirk of the Gemara, and therefore the Gemara says, the drasha is of Rabbi Shimon Levi, chalkeila bein shnei aravim. So therefore we're going to divide the afternoon into two different periods of afternoon. Shtei shal samechta lakan. The first 2.5 hours is going to be before the time of the korban tamid, shel ben arba'im. Shtei shos metzal kan, 2.5 hours after the time it's brought after v'shachas l'asiyaso, and 1 hour in the middle for actually being makrevit. So if you divide it on a perfect 6 to 6 day, so then you're going to have the korban tamid. You're going to have 2.5 hours from 12 to 2:30. So therefore, you're going to have that 2.5 hours, and then the hour to actually do it, that was going to be until 3:30, and then you'll have nach another after that. You'll have another 2.5 hours to finish off your day until the 6 to 6 day, and therefore the tamid is going to be done at 8.5 hours into the day. So that's what we learn. Rashi explains that that's how you get to dividing it. So the Gemara says, so then Meisiv Rava, Rava has a question on this, though, if that's really true, based on the Mishnah of Arve Pesach and Erev Pesach, Nishka B'sheva Mechza V'kar B'shmona Mechza. How could it be that when Erev Pesach, it falls out on a different day, that the Tamid is going to be brought out, generally, whenever it's on Erev Pesach, the Tamid we brought it up earlier, 7.5 hours and 8.5 hours, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos, whether it was a weekday on Shabbos, V'tzalka Deitach Shmona Mechza D'Reisav. Wait a second, the way you just have this drasha, it seems to be that Shechting the Korban Tamid should be Dafka at 8.5 hours, it seems to be a drasha Midah. How can you ever play around with it to make it better and easier for those to be makrev of the korban Pesach? That wouldn't be allowed. It's a drasha del reisa telling you that you should bring in at 8.5 hours. So therefore, Rava disagrees with Rabbi Shulam, and Leib Levi gives a different teretz. Elama Rava says it must be the following: mitzvaso de tamid mishiyinatu tzlilei arev. That according to Midaraisa, that to bring the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im starts when literally the shadows of the afternoon, the night, are already starting to lengthen. On a Daraisa level, the Tamid can only be brought anytime in the afternoon, and when literally again the shadows begin are starting to move towards the east. So the Shaila is, Rashi explains that this is from 6.5 hours. That is a very big shaila. Rabbi Akiva Eger here has a big kasha on that. Rashi seems to be learning that mid-aresa, that 6.5 hours is a time when the afternoon shadows start moving. The Gemara seems pretty beferish in Yuma that it's not from 6.5 hours, it's from the 6th hour that it mid-aresa, and the only reason that we don't be makriv from that half-hour period, we have that break from 12 to 12 and a half, is because at the end of the day, a person is going to get confused. He doesn't know exactly, again, they didn't have clocks like we do, so a person's going to get confused. Avram Avinu, the Gemara says over there, knew exactly, based on his astrology, whatever, he knew exactly when the 12 o'clock was going to be, when exactly Chatzos Hayom was, so therefore he never got confused. However, everybody else is going to get confused, and that's only Durabana. So the Chachamim are very bothered by this Rashi, and it's a big shaila. How do you give a Torah? Some say Rashi meant Lavdafka, he didn't really mean 12 and a half, he really meant 12, it was Lavdafka, wasn't it? It seems to be it was Bedafka, so that's a shaila. How to explain Rashi. But Rashi, anyway, seems to be indicating over here that Midah Reisa, that is when this man was, the Korban Tamid, Bein Arba'im, was brought. However, like we pointed out, many based on the Diok and the Rambam, because the Rambam writes that the Korban was similarly, the Korban Pesach was the Isra de Reisa of Chametz is totally on when you could be Makri of the Korban Pesach, so it might be on the 12th hour, that's when Rambam says that it is. So lechora, that would be the zman b'diavad when you're going to be yotze. So many hold that you're not, that you would be yotze b'diavad from 12 to 12 and a half. It's not deraisa, it's all exer derabana, like the simple understanding of the Gemara and Yuma over there. And there might be a very big nafkamina, it's shayla, whether or not this is based on that machlokas, but there is a machlokas achronim between the Magen Avram and the Pri Chadash about, let's say a guy accidentally davens mincha in between this time period, in between the half hour that you were supposed to be waiting, that after Chatzos, always wait a half hour after Chatzos, between the time they were allowed to, when Chatzos happens and you're allowed to daven mincha. So what happens if a person didn't realize and accidentally davens early? Is he yotze or not? According to Margan Arvam, you're not yotze. However, the Pri Chadash says that the whole idea is that since it was only harchaka, the person might come to do it, so b'dieved, the korban lechora should have been kosher, so therefore lechora, the mincha that you're, the davening that you just said should also be b'dieved be kosher. It's in the Mishnah Berurah, leaves off in the Tzarachian, how to pass it so much in the Tzarachian over there. So the shayla exactly how we go like, so many want to explain that the machlokas is talay on maybe on this Rashi and other Rishonim, if it's really midoraisa absul, or even if it's just harchaka midarabana, we could say that maybe that's what's going on over here. It's only harchaka midarabana, maybe it'd be yotzer tefillah. Others say no. Even if this whole thing is derabanan, if we still took away the mitzvah that you shouldn't be makriv of the korban at this time, so too you shouldn't have daven mincha at this time, and even if you accidentally daven mincha, you're not yotze. So it's not necessarily tali on this. However, many want to make this chakir that it should be tali. Another nafkamina that could be potentially nogea between this Rashi is if a person, we say that you have to wait a half hour. So what is this half hour? Is this half hour shalos manios, or is this half hour just a standard 30 minutes half hour? So we're actually most of my zmanim always has mincha lechumra. That's the main zman. If you want to cook the kula one, you have to look for more zmanim. You're not going to see it. So they assume that whatever one is going to be longer. So meaning when in the summer months where the day is more than each hour is going to be more than 60 minutes halachic 60 minutes. So then the half hour is going to be longer. So it's going to be machmer on that end. And then machmer on the other end also that in the winter months where it's going to be less than a half hour that you should have to wait and daven longer. But this could be tala in this machlokas also that if this man of being makir of the korban is really 12 and a half hours midor reisa, like it is according to Rashi, so then it should be halachic shalos manios, like all others manios of the yom, should be halachic shalos manios. So it's actually interesting, it will lead to a kula. However, if it's gonna be not, it's gonna be all darabana, hachaka darabana, so then it should be tali on just a standard half hour, 30 minute, that you'd have to wait 30 minutes, and that's when you should be the minimum, that's when you'd be allowed to be makir of the korban of tamid shel ben arbayim, in which case that's also the minimum time that you would have to wait to daven mincha. Okay, fascinating discussion, mamish, based on our Rashi potentially and Machlokas Achronah that followed, and very important implications. Both of those nafkaminas are very important. Halacha comes up every day for people, maybe not as much the person davens by accident, but every day for those who daven mincha early, that shaila could be taloi on this Machlokas Rishonim as well. Now, either way, so this, the Gemara is saying now, Rava says that really the mitzvah of midaraisa of bringing the Korban Tamid is Mishinat, it's like Arab, the Tamar Shabin Arbaim. Damar, my talk, the time, because the Pasuk says, Rakab Ben Arbaim, Me'inat Damas Choshim Shal Marav, the time when the sun is beginning to set. Hilkach Bashari Mos Hashanah, therefore, during the rest of the year, the rest of other days of the year, De'ika Nedarim Nedavos, and a person would bring Korbanos that they donated, Nedarim Nedavos, the different qualifications of those are two different types, rather. Two different categories is what I was looking for. Two different categories of korbanos a person could be bringing to be makriv. There's the famous the difference between a neder and a dove. It both means it's something that you make as a promise to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, to bring as a korban. So what's the difference? A neder is always the lashon that you're bringing harei alai korban. It's on me. And therefore, if it gets lost, then I still have to bring another one. However, if a person uses a lashon of harei zu korban, that you're explaining this is the korban, the nedava is going to be this is my korban, that's a nedava. And therefore, it's therefore specifically on this animal, again, the nafkamina being, if you lost the animal, then according to the second version, you would not have to bring a new one. It wasn't your fault, obviously. So then you would not have to bring a new one, whereas the first one, you make it on yourself, you would have to bring a new one. So that's the Darim and Adavos, that therefore you wanted to bring those karbanas, so you're not able to bring them. So therefore, Darachman Amar Alea Chalvei HaShlamim, which the Pasuk says, literally on the fats of the Shlamim, and Ve'amar Mar, and we learn, Alea Shlam Kalmanas Kulam, the Drasha is that after the morning tamid, you should bring all other korbanos, as Rashi explains, that on tamid shel shachar means that you should bring, after the tamid shel shachar, you should bring other korbanos, and that implies that it's missing something else, meaning the tamid shel ben arbaim, you should not be remarked of other korbanos. So therefore, normally we have a concept of zrizun ha-makdim in the mitzvos, which therefore would imply that a person should bring the korban, tamid shel ben arbaim, the afternoon korban, as soon as possible at 12:30, 6.5 hours into the day at 12:30. However, since at the end of the day we have a problem of you would not be allowed to bring the nedavim, nedarim v'nedavos, so therefore you should wait to bring them till later. Rashi just points out why in Shabbos it's going to be different, because on Shabbos also we have a low plug at the end of the day. We don't want people to get confused which day the tamid should be brought. So even on Shabbos, because on Shabbos you're not allowed to bring the nedarim v'nedavos, you're not allowed to bring your personal korbanos, only korbanos tzibur, only communal offerings like a seira, a musaf, Rosh Chodesh you're allowed to bring if it falls out on Shabbos, but not a single individual korban. So therefore, even though you're not allowed to bring those on Shabbos, still we have a low plug, Rashi says, and therefore they're always going to be brought at this time. Therefore, we delay the term of Shabbat Rabbayim 2 hours. But in the Mishmona Mechsan, you therefore do it at 8.5 hours. Barve Pesachim, however, on Erev Pesach, the Ika Pesach Acharav, where the Korban Pesach is going to be brought after the you need to bring all the korbanos Pesach before the end of the day and after the korban shel ben arbayim. Kadmina le'sha'achas v'din le'beshava mechza. We give an extra hour for everyone to bring the korban Pesach, so therefore we bring it at 7.5 hours. However, chal erev Pesach liyos erev Shabbos, and erev Pesach falls out on a Friday. De'ikonamitz liyos de lo dach Shabbos. Where also you have another factor that the roasting, as Rashi already made reference to this on the Mishnah, the roasting of the korban is not going to override Shabbos. So therefore you have to roast all our korbanos before the nighttime. Rashi gives two explanations for that. The one is that this is a ma'aseh hedyot, it's tzorach hedyot, it's for your roasting, it's not a korban, so therefore it's not going to be docha Shabbos. And also, I have the ability, if I am able to roast it before Shabbos, I can, so therefore, something that was able to be done before Shabbos, I have no right to be docha Shabbos with. Let's say Mila. The Mila has to be on the eighth day. So therefore, since I have no opportunity to do it before, and it has to be on the eighth day, then it's going to be docha Shabbos. Whereas a Mila Shalobazman, if I had an opportunity, theoretically, to do the Mila before Shabbos, so then Lobazman is not going to be docha Shabbos as well. So therefore, Mukminila Adina B'Sheish Mech, so therefore we do the Midoreis Halom to bring it at 6.5 hours because of this concept that at the end of the day, you want to make enough time to be able to roast all the Korban Pesachs before Shabbos begins. So we see from here that fundamentally they would wait till 9.5 hours to actually bring to finalize the Korban Shel Tamar Shel Bein Arbayim. However, they would bring it up till 6.5 hours when it was Chal and Erev Shabbos, when Erev Pesach was falling out on a Friday. So this is also another big shaila, is that should we parallel our dinim of davening mincha after the lechora we do, by the morning we do, that we say that really you shouldn't daven after the fourth hour because they wouldn't bring the korban until tamar shel shachar after the fourth hour. So the same thing should apply for the halachas of mincha, that they used to bring the mincha, so you should only be davening mincha ktana 2.5 hours before 2.5 hours before shkia. So that's actually how Shulchan Aruch paskins. Shulchan Aruch paskins, we may not be familiar with this. So Shulchan Aruch says lashon that you're allowed to daven mincha from 6.5 hours. You're yotze. Yotze sounds like it was bidyavet, sounds like, which is clear the diok. That's how I'm going to point that out. However, he writes that you really should be davening mincha at 9.5 hours into the day, the ikar time, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is to daven mincha at the time. So much so, Sephardi postgame or choshish for this Shulchan Aruch will tell you potentially, I think Rabbi Tzion Alva Shalal held like this, so many other Sephardim as well, that for Sephardi, that potentially if his only minion is going to be at 12:30, that's on a regular day, so then maybe it's better for him to daven bichidus later at the ikar zman. And some other held like this as well. So that's fascinating. That's a Shulchan Aruch. However, there's the Rush. Ashkenazim rely on, Chazanish, I think, rely on Chachil on this. Rav Chaim, I think, always davens early because of Zrizim Makdim in the Mitzvahs. Even though we have the concept that it's paralleled after the Korbanos, it's not totally. Just like in the morning, we don't daven, if it's not for Vasikin purposes, to daven specifically on Netzach Chama, we don't tell a person that it's better to daven before, after a los until, and you're davening before Netzach Chama, it'd be better to daven after Netzach Chama Lachor. If you have the same meaning, a person, let's say Netzach Chama is at 6 o'clock in the morning. So a person's going to daven Shachris, he's not able to daven Vasikin. So he's not able to daven at the 5:40 Shachris. So he can either daven at 5:05 minyan, and it's going to finish at 5:30. So he's going to daven before Nates, or he could daven at a 6:15 minyan and daven after Nates. So all the poskim, except for the Pri Chadash, we don't paskin like Mishabur is fierce against this. We paskin it's better daven at 6:15 minyan. So we see that even though Korban Tamid Shel Bein, the reason the Pri Chadash wants to say that you should be daven, that it's no difference to daven at the earlier minyan because of the fact that the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar is brought at that time. Yet we don't paskin like Pri Chadash. So there are other factors with davening as well. It's not totally always paralleled after the time the korbanos were brought and the time they were actually brought and dinim. There are other factors that follow it when a person should daven. So therefore, there are those who pass and you'll be allowed to even lechatchila potentially daven mincha gedola. Nowadays, people seem to just daven whenever it's convenient for them because they're afraid they won't have the chance to daven later. Especially, we don't pass in like those Sephardi poskim that it's better daven b'yachidus for sure. So really, Mishnah Berurah b'feirush not like that. So therefore, we would be factoring the fact that a person should be try to find whatever minyan he can to daven as well. Okay, those are all sugyas that come up very much halacha l'maisa. Try when I can to bring up halacha l'maisa because it's a little bit less in yanim of halacha l'maisa when it comes to, we hope, the mehira b'inyan, the Beis HaMikdash we brought. So obviously, we'll continue with the sugyas of kachin. The Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learn in b'raisa, ki sidur b'chol, just like the tamid was brought during the week, kach ki sidur b'shabbos, so too is the order on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, those are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva argues, Rabbi Kiva omer, ki sidur b'erev Pesach, just like it's ordered on Erev Pesach, is going to be what? So the Gemara says, "My Kamar, what is it?" He didn't finish the sentence. Kedur per Pesach. It's like it's ordered on Erev Pesach. What? What's ordered on Erev Pesach? So says the Gemara. Amar Abaye explains. Halachi Kamar. This is what the Braise is telling us. Kisiduro bechol be'erev Pesach. That just like the Tamid's order on a weekday on Erev Pesach, meaning that he shechted it at the Sheva Mechtz on the 7.5 hour, Kach Sidur B'Shabbos B'Erev Pesach, so too is its order when Shabbos is Erev Pesach, which Agav is this year. Shabbos Erev Pesach is Machlokas, when would they bring the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim? Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva responded to Meir, Ki Sidur B'Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Erev Shabbos, like the Tamid that they used to bring on Erev Pesach that fell out on a Friday, meaning they used to do shechita at 6.5 hours, kach siduro b'Shabbos. So too is the order of Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos. That is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, kach sedir b'shabbos. So there, that's masnisin dektani ben b'chol b'shabbos. So then, our Mishnah, which is teaching us that the korban tamid that was shechted on the shevel mechza, 7.5 hours on erev Pesach, whether it was on a weekday or Shabbos, that was the lesson of the Mishnah. So then, it must be following Rabbi Shmuel. It must be following the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara continues b'maykam liflagi. So what are they arguing about? So Rashi points out, why does Rabbi Shmuel want to delay bringing the korban tamid shel ben arvayim? Rabbi Akiva makes more sense. Since at the end of the day, you have to bring many psachim after the korban tamid shel ben arvayim, so therefore you should bring it at the earliest possible time. Normally during a weekday, we delay an hour to bring nedarim and nedavos. Here, you don't have that. You don't have that factor whatsoever. You're not allowed to bring those on Shabbos. So therefore, there is not that factor. So therefore, you should bring it at the earliest possible time. So says the Gemara. So therefore, they're arguing whether the musaf, the korban musaf, comes before literally the vazichen, or the spoons that had the special smelling thing that smelled really good, and inside of it they used to bring in the Beis HaMikdash. They used to have two spoons of Lavona, again the special thing that smelled very good. They were kept on the Shulchan, and then they were in between the Lechem Apanim and the Heichal, and each Shabbos these spoons would be removed and taken outside of the Mizbeach, and they would be brought, the Lavona would be burnt. At that point, the Lechem Apanim would be allowed to be eaten, and the Kohanim would give it out to be eaten. That's interesting. They point out that Rashi says over here the Kohanim would eat it. We're talking about Erev Pesach. So some Achronim ask, wait a second, how are they eating this on Erev Pesach? You're not allowed to have, this was matzah. The Lechem Apanim was made of matzah. It wasn't chametz, so obviously that wasn't an issue of eating chametz at this time, but they're eating matzah. We know that's usher to eat matzah on Erev Pesach because it's like Kibbol Arusasa based chametz. The Gemara's Lashon is that it's not a good thing to eat matzah before on Erev Pesach. So how are they allowed to eat it? So some say Chaviva Mishnah Shaita, this was Docha that this is Yisrael Rabbanan. Others want to explain it was never kosher to be matzah. Matzah has to be, have shmira, has to be shmira l'shem matzah, and they didn't have the shmira, so therefore it was never kosher as a problem. There's no shayla about matzah. So either way, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Rabbi Shmuel holds musafin kamin lavazichin, that the musaf korbanos are going to precede the lavona, and therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Shabbos musaf would be brought at its regular time in the beginning of the sixth hour, meaning an hour before chatzos, and the lavona would be burnt exactly at chatzos. So, therefore, the musaf rebar in the sixth hour, and the spoons of the lavona in the seventh hour. And the tamid would be done at 7.5 hours, a half hour after that. And therefore, that's how he understands that it would be brought at that time. So Rabbi Kiva therefore holds, he argues, and he says, Bazichan komin l'musafin, that the spoons of Lavona are going to be before the Korban Musaf, and Rashi points out that the Gemara and Yuma learns out from Psukim where he got this from. Why did the spoons of Lavona come out before the Musaf? But he has Psukim to Dorish that. Bazichan v'chamesh u'musafin basish, so therefore he's going to learn that the spoons are going to be in the fifth hour, and the Musaf is going to be in the sixth hour, v'avile l'tamid b'sheshu mechta, and the Korban Tamid was done at the 6.5 hour. So the Gemara asks a question, Maskif l'Rava, Rava has a question on this. Midi Rabbi Kiva kisiduro ba'erev Pesach shechalios ba'erev Shabbos katani. At the end of the day, the Braisa didn't have this lashon that Rabbi Kiva said. It's like the order that falls out on erev Shabbos. Kisiduro ba'erev Pesach stamak tani. His lashon was that like its order on erev Pesach, without saying anything about it being on a Friday. The words ba'erev Shabbos is a bias addition. How do you understand? How do you have the right to understand that b'das Rabbi Kiva? The phrase was so important to the das Rabbi Kiva, yet he doesn't mention it. That's the whole ikur. So therefore, comes Rava and disagrees. Elam Rava hachikamar. This is what the Braisa is talking about. Kisiduro bechol de'alma. No, the tamid shel ben arbayim's normal weekday when it was brought at shmona mechza, when it was brought 8.5 hours. Kach sidur b'shabes b'erev Pesach. So too was its order on erev Pesach. The Rabbi Shmuel, those are words of Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva argues. Rabbi Akiva omer kisidu b'erev Pesach, like its order on erev Pesach that falls out on a weekday, meaning 7.5 hours. Umasnisin dektani ben machol ben meshabes. And therefore, the Mishnah, which is teaching us that whether it's on a weekday or a Shabbos, the tamid was brought at the same time, meaning at shevel mechza. So then, our Mishnah actually is not going to be its exact opposite as Abaye. It's going to be shita's not Rabbi Shmuel, rather it's shita's Rabbi Akiva. It's going to be his opinion with the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "My kamiflagi." So what are they arguing about? So the Gemara says, "B'michmar bisrak miflagi." They're arguing about whether the meat of the Pesach is going to come warm. It's going to come warm and therefore spoil. Rabbi Shmuel sefer chashina l'michmar bisra, that Rabbi Shmuel holds that we are afraid of meat becoming warm and therefore spoiling, and therefore there's a major problem over here. Rabbi Kiva sefer lo chashina l'michmar bisra. Rabbi Kiva holds that we are not concerned about the meat becoming warm and spoiling, and therefore Rabbi Shmuel holds that the tamid should not be brought on Shabbos before because we're afraid it's going to spoil. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says we do bring it up because we're not afraid as we would in a normal erev Pesach, that's a Shabbos. So there, on erev Pesach we would be makdim and not be afraid of the spoiling. So it says Gemara. If we're not, according to Rabbi Akiva though, if we're not afraid about it spoiling, because of the concept that Rashi says, drizim makdim in the mitzvos. So therefore, you have a lot of psachim to bring, and there's no nadarim brought, and drizim makdim in the mitzvos should tell us that you should be bringing it at the earliest possible time. So says the Gemara, kasavar musaf and komin lavazichin. Rabbi Akiva holds that the musaf korban comes before the spoons of lavona, and therefore, avidu the musaf and b'sheish vazichin b'sheva. So therefore, the musafs are going to be brought in the sixth hour, and the spoons of the lavona are going to be brought in the seventh hour, and therefore the kohanim are not going to be—they're not going to have time at this point to bring the tamid shel ben arba'im because they're busy with the lavona v'avid the tamid b'sheva mes. So therefore, they have to wait an extra half hour to be bringing it. At 7.5 hours, they're going to have time to bring the korban tamid shel ben arba'im. So the Gemara has a question on this. Maskif la Rabba Bar Ula. Rabba Ula has a question on this. Midei kisidra v'chol kach sidra b'shabbes pe'erev al-pesach. Dibra b'shmal katani. At the same time, this is also adding words to the Braisa. Because the Braisa doesn't say the Tamid's order, which was on the weekday, so to his order on Shabbos, which is erev Pesach. That's the words of b'shmal. Kach sidra b'shabbes tamid katani. At the end of the day, its lashon was that this is the day on Shabbos, without saying anything about it being erev Pesach. So similar to Shaila that Ravan Abaye comes Rabba Bar Ula and says, I can ask that question on you, Rabba. It doesn't also, you're adding words to the Braisa. So therefore, Rabba Bar Ula wants to bring in a third shita. Ella Amar Rabba Ula. Rabba Ula is like a third shita. And he says, Halchi Katani, this is what the Braisa is teaching us. Kisidru b'chol de Alma, the Tamid, which is born on a normal weekday, meaning at 8.5 hours, Kach Sidru b'Shabbos de Alma, so too is order on a regular Shabbos. That's Rabbi Shmuel's words. Rabbi Kiva says, Omer Kisidru b'Shabbos de Alma. The Tamid's order, which is brought on Erev Pesach at 7.5 hours, Kach Sidru b'Shabbos de Alma, so too is order regarding a regular Shabbos. So therefore, the Machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Shmuel actually has nothing to do with Pesach at all. It has nothing to do with Pesach. Masnitzin de Katani ben b'chol b'Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah was talking about referring to Erev Pesach, whether the Erev Pesach falls out on a weekday or Shabbos, it's not going to be, because the Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are not discussing Erev Pesach. They have no nafkamina with our Mishnah, so that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva could agree with our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, but Michael Vivekis, according to this, what is Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel arguing about? That they have this machlokes, not Erev Pesach, just them when they brought it. They disagree whether you should make a gzira on Shabbos for the fact that you should, on a Nedarim Medavos that we're choshish for during the weekdays. Again, during the weekdays, we want to allow you to bring the Nedarim Medavos, so we wait a little bit on the Korban, Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. So should we do that on Shabbos as well? That's the machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel suffer gazir and Shabbat aduchol. Rabbi Shmuel says we're afraid if we don't delay it on Shabbos and come through a week, they're also going to be makdimin and bring it early by accident, and people aren't going to be allowed to bring the Nedarim Nedavos, and therefore they're going to come puzzle. So that's the problem. They're not going to leave them time to do Nedarim Nedavos, and they have a major issue. So therefore we make a gzira, we make a little plug. You should make them at the same time, even on a Shabbos, in a normal Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva said, no, they know on Shabbos is Shabbos, and then the rest of the week they can be makdimin at the normal time, 2 hours later than a normal Shabbos. So that's the machlokas over here. So the Gemara says, Ilo Gazrina, according to Bikiva, if you don't make any gzera, so then the Avdei B'Sheshimetz, again, Zuzim Akdimah will tell you to do it at 6.5 hours. Why should we wait till 7.5 hours, according to Rabbi Akiva? So says the Gemara, Kasavar Musaf and Kamen Lavazichan, because Rabbi Akiva holds again that Musaf comes out before the Lavona, before the spoons of Lavona, and therefore Musaf and B'Sheshu, Vazichan B'Sheva, the Musaf is brought in the 6th hour, and you had to wait to bring the Lavona at the 7th hour, so they didn't have time to bring the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. Therefore they had to wait, Rabbi Leila, Tamid B'Sheva Mechza, they would wait to bring the Torah in 7.5 hours, and that is how they hold. So says the Gemara, Meisiv, we have a question though on this price. So if that's how you're going to explain the price, Tamid Kol Hashana Kula Karav Kiel Chasa. The Tamid all year is brought literally lahalacha the way it should be brought according to all the laws that you need to pertain to it. Nishchad b'shmona mechza v'kar b'tisha mechza. It's when you shecht it. 8.5 hours, and you actually be makrovit at 9.5 hours. Uva erva pesach, however, erva pesach, nishchat b'sheva mechza v'kar b'shmona mechza. The Talmud is shechted at 7.5 hours, and it's brought up at 8.5 hours. Chalios b'shabbos, if erva pesach falls out on Shabbos, kechalios b'sheni b'shabbos. It's like it falls out on a Monday. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, those are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. So the Braisa uses the lashon of Monday. Why? Why is he using the lashon of Monday? So Rashi gives two pshatim. Rashi's first pshat, he says, is that the end of rejection is that we're going to say that it could never fall on a Sunday because we have a rule of lo badu Pesach. I wasn't familiar with this also, so Rashi. There's a concept that these are the 3 days that Pesach can never fall on: Beis, Dalet, and Vav. So therefore, since it can't fall out on Sunday that way, because Pesach, Tezvav, Nisan can never fall out on a Monday, so therefore, and Lo Badu, by the way, Lo Badu Pesach is linked with Lo Adu Rosh. If you have Lo Adu Rosh, you'll have Lo Badu Pesach, that the 15th of Pesach can never fall out on a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, because at the end of the day, Lo Adu Rosh, because of the Rosh Hashanah, can never come out on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. So I'm not going to get into the whole reason of why that is, why lo adirosh. But either way, Rashi says that's not right, because at the end of the day, this has nothing to do with that halacha, because they were mekadesh al pi ariyah. They would be mekadesh the chodesh when the edim saw it, and therefore it could be that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you would have Pesach falling out on Monday. So therefore, meaning Tezvav, the night of Pesach falling out on Monday, Leil HaSeder falling out on Monday, that could happen. So Rashi therefore says, we just say Monday, just to say an example of a weekday. That's what Rashi's saying. It's specifically that Erev Pesach would fall on a random weekday. So that's what Rabbi Yishmael is coming to teach us. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kisitru Erev Pesach. Rabbi Akiva is telling you, it's like it's ordered on Erev Pesach. So says Gemara, didn't formulate the question yet. This is all the Braisa. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Labaye Nicha. Now, according to Baye, I understand the Braisa, because the Braisa is going to be the Shitas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael rather. He's going like Shitas Rabbi Yishmael, that when Erev Pesach falls out on a Shabbos, the Tamid is going to be Nishchat at the same time when Erev Pesach falls out on a weekday, which is 7.5 hours. So therefore, we have lining up with Shitas Rabbi Yishmael. Hello, the Rava Kasha, but according to Rava, this who holds Rabbi Yishmael is concerned with the meat spoiling, and therefore holds the Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos, the Tamid is actually brought as it would be on a normal weekday, which is going to be 8.5 hours, so then the Braisa is going to seemingly not be lining up with any with the Shita Rabbi Yishmael. It's going to be saying that it that you should bring it at 7.5 hours. The Gemara answers, Amar Lecha Rava, Rava is going to answer, Lo Tema Kechal B'Sheni B'Shabbos. Don't say the Braisa means that it falls out on a Monday, rather, Ela Ema Kesheni B'Shabbos De'Alma, rather it means that it, like a regular Monday, not when it's Erev Pesach. Meaning, when the Tamid is brought 8.5 hours, meaning on a regular, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, the Tamid is shechted as it is at 8.5 hours. So then we're talking over here is not when anything to do with Erev Pesach. Rather, we're talking about a regular Monday where there was not Erev Pesach, and therefore the Tamid is b'makrev at Shmona v'mechsa at 8.5 hours. So the Gemara has a question to this. Meisivei, we have a question from the Braisa though. Chalios b'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, Kisiduro kol hashanakulo, the Tamid is offered like it is the entire year. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. These are the words of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kisiduro be'erev Pesach Tama. It's like it's ordered on a regular Erev Pesach. So the Gemara says the following, Bishlam of the Rava Nicha, according to Rava, so the Braisa, now we're asking on Rava, on Rabbi rather. So now, according to Rava, this Braisa is going to be Shitas Rabbi Yishmael, that when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, the Tamid is going to be Shechted at the same time as it would be all year round at 8.5 hours. Elal Abaye Kasha, but according to Abaye, who says that when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, the Tamid is Shechted at the same time as every Erev Pesach, which is 7.5 hours, then this Braisa, which says Rabbi Yishmael, that you should bring the Tamid at 8.5 hours, is seemingly problematic. So says the Gemara, Emar Marlach Abaye. Abaye is going to have a similar answer to what we had with Rava above. Lo Tema Kisidru Kol Shana. Don't say the Braisa means like the order of the entire year, that it should be done at 8.5 hours. Rather, Ela Ema Kisidru Kol Hashanim Kulam. Rather, you should read it like the order of all other years. When Erev Pesach falls out on a regular weekday, the Tamid is Nishchat at 7.5 hours. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer Kisidru Erev Pesach Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva says that the Tamid is Shechted on Erev Pesach like it is on Erev Pesach that falls on Friday, Da'ainu, at 6.5 hours. So says the Gemara Vayter. Tanur Rabbanu, we learn in a Braisa. Minayin Shaloya Davar Kodem Al Tamid Shalshach. I don't know that nothing should precede the Korban Tamid in the morning. Talmud Lomar Ve'arach Alea Ola. The Torah tells you, and you should arrange the Ola on. The Kohen should make the wood on every morning and put it on the Shlamim. So this is indicating that the wood should be made, the Ola should be put there first. On which Ola are we talking about? My Tamuda. What is the Lashon of this Ola? How do we know it's referring to the Korban Tamid? So says the Gemara Marava, Ha Ola, Ola Rishona. The Ola, obviously implying the first Ola, the one that was the Chashav Ola, the Ola we bring in the morning, you know, the famous, the Chashav Ola that we bring in the morning, which is the Ola's Korban Tamid Shel Shachar. So says the Gemara, Menayin Shein Davar Karav Achar Tamid Shel Ben Arabayim. And how do I know that nothing should be brought after the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arabayim? Talmud Lomar Ve'ektir Aleh Chelvei HaShlamim. The pasuk says you should burn the fats of the Shlamim, which we're learning out. My Talmud. So how does this imply that nothing should be brought after the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arabayim? Amarabai Aleh Shlamim. The lashon of that the Shlamim, meaning after the Korban Tamid, you should bring all the Korbanos below Al Chaves HaShlamim, but not the Shlamim should not be brought after the actual thing that corresponds to that Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arabayim, meaning the afternoon Korban. Don't bring anything after the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arabayim. So the Gemara has a question: the Maskif La Rava Ima Shlamim Medulo Nakev. But if this is where we're deriving the whole source, not to bring any Korbanos, so we're saying Alei Shlamim, don't bring any Korban Shlamim after the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arabayim. So then, okay, fine. So only Korban Shlamim I can't bring. Ha Olas Nakev. However, Korban Ola, there's no pasuk with telling me that Korban Ola is problematic. So says the Gemara, Elam Rava. Rava therefore says Hashlamim Alei Kol Korbanos Kulam. Rather, Rava says that the pasuk of Shlamim to teach us that the morning Tamid should complete Hashlem. Lashon of Shlamim is Hashlama all their Korbanos. So therefore, the term shlamim is to be hashalem of completing, and therefore We're learning out that no korban can be brought after the korban tamid shel ben harabim. Okay, but as Hashem, we'll pick up with Tanur Rabbanan tomorrow.